Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
It's me.
Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
God bless us and save us. Is that the expression? God bless us and save us.
Yeah.
God save us and bless us. Bless us and save us.
Yeah.
Bless us first, then save us.
Correct.
God bless us and save us. He's back. How you doing? How you doing? Let's do some radio. This is, we were talking yesterday about the Jake Paul and Tommy Fury fight and the Prime drinks. And this is, was doing the rounds yesterday, but we didn't hear it. I only heard it last night before I went to bed. This is someone sent it to me on my Instagram. This is a reporter at the fight on Sunday. Have you seen this?
No.
It's a reporter at the fight. I'm guessing it's in between rounds. And the reporter is in the arena and he goes up to Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, and says to him, is there anything you'd like to say to your brother before the next round? Is there a message you'd like to send to him?
Okay, yeah.
So the reporter standing next to him holding a microphone at Logan.
Mm.
And Logan has this message direct now. If he's listening, for this is for Jake.
Right. I said, Jake, I love you. I'm not going to give you a big speech. I know you got this, but either come back victorious or come back on your shield.
Right, so that's lovely, right?
Yeah, that's all good.
That's all Logan's
message. Fight and talk, yeah.
That's Logan's message to Jake.
Yeah.
But it's the reporter interviewing him. Listen to it again and listen to the end. Here we go.
I said, Jake, I love you. I'm not going to give you a big speech. I know you got this, but either come back victorious or come back on your shield. I love you, bro.
I love you too, man. How do you feel like he's doing so far in the fight?
A case of mistaken identity.
Maybe the reporter is just one of those people who just says, I love you too, back, regardless of what it is.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, man. How do you feel like he's doing so far in the fight? Come on.
Oh my God. It's like calling the teacher, Mammy. I love you, teacher.
Today FM.
Here we go,
21,800.
Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. And a shout out to the Uncle Heroes this afternoon. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
You are fired up.
Pew, 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 pew. Ready to, do you know what? I'm in great form today. And it's not like me. I mean, you get 3 days a year, I'm in good form. This is it. Write it down. Tuesday, the 28th of February. That's the first day of 2023 where I've been in good form. The gang's all here.
Hello.
Great form. Hugely productive morning. See, this is it. When you're productive, got a gym session, got a sweat session in the gym. Very upsetting for everyone else to see me in my condition, trying to do aerobic working out and weights and, that was the rowing machine.
Yeah.
I was rowing like House of Cards. What's your man's name?
Kevin Spacey.
I was rowing like cancelled Kevin Spacey and House of Cards. Did you watch House of Cards?
I never did, no.
He does a lot of rowing. He's got a rowing machine in that. Rowing machine and Call of Duty are the two ways he decompresses. And I thought, they're the two ways I decompress as well.
Wow, you and he are so alike, Ray.
Do you know what? I'm on the cusp of cancellation. Just 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And let's face it, the third one's not far off. So I got a sweat session, the gym sesh. I also went to the recycling centre and got rid of all of the recycling. That is a satisfactory feeling, let me tell you. Slowly putting in the jam jars and the soy sauce. I tell you, if anyone was walking past me at the bottle bank, the only thing you ever see me putting in are jam jars and soy sauce jars.
Where are the wine bottles?
There's an occasional Nutella jar as well. Okay. So if you're walking past, you'll hear a smash, 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 which are the wine bottles, but you never, I move so fast. I'm like a ninja.
There's an element of shame when you're at the bottle bank.
Oh, huge.
With the wine bottles.
Massive.
And it's really bad if they've all got different colour glass and you're having to move it up and down between the different bins. You're like, I've been here for 10 minutes. I've got a problem.
I don't do that. I stand at the one bin and I get rid of all of the whites into the clear, or the clear into the clear. So I'm clear, 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 clear. Oh, soy sauce bottle. I'll save that for when someone's looking.
And you can turn around and go, look, a soy sauce bottle.
A tiny soy sauce bottle. These massive wine bottles. And then a tiny soy sauce bottle going in. Oh, look at this. I'm putting my soy sauce bottle into the bottle bank. Hey, everyone. Just so you know, there's no booze. Oh, look at this. A jam jar. I've got lots of jam jars. Oh, that smashing you heard a moment ago. Oh, it was several jam jars. We're mad for the jam in this house.
I saw Ray Foley at the bottle bank. He's very clean living these days. Unbelievable.
Ray Foley gets through six jars of jam a night in his house. He's mad for the jam. But yeah, I'll put all the clear in first out of the bag, and then I'll move over to the greens, and then I'll make green, 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 and then I'm gone. I'm like a ninja. That's the recycling done. And then I oiled a communal gate. Jeez, I had a very productive morning. I oiled a communal gate. So a gate that all the neighbours share. I got out my WD-40 and I gave it a little pss, pss, and I oiled that. Let me... The jobs that give you the greatest satisfaction.
I washed me window frames yesterday.
The frames?
Yeah.
On the car or the house?
The house.
So what, internal or external?
Internal. They developed that sort of grease and gunk from like the soot and everything else that's floating around in the air, developed on them some sort of grey stuff. So I washed it all off. It wasn't bothering me. And then I noticed once I'd washed it off, it really had been bothering me.
Did you ever feel like you were in a new house then?
I really did, yeah.
How often do you change your bed sheets? 0874100. Actually, yeah, genuinely, the little jobs that give you the most satisfaction. Once you get them done in a bunch, like I did today, I tell you. I feel like a new man. I feel like $1 million.
They'll toilet duck. I tell you, it's great for a bit of therapy.
Sorry, what?
I don't drink it. I use it to wash the toilet.
You use a duck to wash your toilet?
A toilet duck,
oh
yeah.
My God. There we go. There's our cancellation there now. Animal abuse on the Ray Foley Show. 0874 100 102. I'll do a roll call after Pharrell on Today FM. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. No. Clap along if you feel. I told you it was happy. That's what you want. Pharrell Williams and Happy Listen Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. And JP's around.
Oh, sure. Oh,
we can do a roll call, actually. Yeah. Raise my name. I'm the Ard Washer, the Moon Shore. Kevin Isanish, on radio show, Shul. Special Marshall Ray. Oh, it is bouncy, isn't it? It's fine, I'll get used to it. On Show My Beauties, it's Dervla and McCroom. I do love you, bro. Cheers, Dervla. That love you, bro. Oh, hang on. Sorry. I didn't know what Dervla was on about. I was like, okay, Dervla, Jesus. This is your man. I love you. Logan Paul saying I love you. And then the reporter answering back, I love you back.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, man. How do you feel like he's doing so far in the fight? Okay.
Sorry, Dervla. That joke went way over my head. And that love you, bro guy is Radio Rahim. He's a boxing reporter from Oliver on Show. Oliver. Clearly a fan of Radio Rahim.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, man. How do you feel like he's doing so far in the fight?
Anyone comes on this afternoon, you have to tell me you love me. Or say I love you, but not to me, and I'll say I love you back.
Okay.
I love you too, man. I'll be Radio Ray instead of Radio Rahim. Voice notes 0874-100-102. And Deirdre's over there. Hey, Deirdre.
Hey,
Deirdre.
Hey, Ray. Hi. Love the show.
Hey.
You're so funny. Every day I finish work at 2 o'clock and I'm just delighted to get into the car and listen to you the whole way home.
Oh, my God, Deirdre. That's really nice of you to say. That's genuine. That's very lovely. Is there a but? Is there a stick in the tail?
Let's listen further, yeah.
I love you, but. Mm. It's your voice is really off-putting. Genuinely, Deirdre, that's very sweet of you. Damn, man. You got me right in the fields there. Go on.
Please, please, please read my thousands of other text messages asking about the Friday mix-up. Really want to get them on the one place. Bye.
Bye. What did she say of the Friday mix-up texts?
She wants to get them all in the one place, those Friday mixes.
Oh, Mix It Friday, which I do. I haven't. When I was in Red during lockdown, our Friday, because I've been doing the Friday mix. I've been doing the Friday mix here for the last year, every Friday. And I used to do it in Red when I was there on breakfast in the mornings. I used to do it every Friday there. And during lockdown, like the initial burst, like when we were all initially locked down and no one was able to leave the house, I did it every day.
Oh, right.
And then we had 98FM and we did it here back in the day then as well. I put a bunch of them, not all of them, Deirdre. I'm not still updating it. Oh, there's a website. Mix.
Could you not create a Spotify playlist of them, no?
What's the website that you can put your mixes up on? Mixcloud.
SoundCloud?
Mixcloud. Okay. I just said the word Mixcloud.
I know,
Jeez.
But it sounds a lot like SoundCloud.
No, it doesn't.
What?
It's got mix at the beginning of
Ray,
it.
Ray, was it Bandcamp?
No, it was Mixcloud. Huh. Do a search for my name on Mixcloud and you'll find a bunch of them there, Deirdre. All right, I think. I was paying for a while. I hope they haven't taken it down. Mixcloud, do a search for my name and I'm sure you'll find it. Hopefully that's of some use to you. Sorry about that. I don't have any more. I'm sorry I can't help you anymore. How else have I got? Johnny's over there. Johnny.
You know what's satisfying one, lad? How are you, by the way?
Hi, by the way. This is satisfying jobs. So doing the recycling, cleaning the toilet, cleaning the windows, the edges of the windows in JP's house.
You know what's satisfying one, lad? How are you, by the way?
Hi, by the way.
When you get a cloth and you wipe it on the top of the TV and it's feckin' caked in dirt.
It's only when you do that you realise how disgusting your house is. And you do that, you don't do anywhere else in the house. You'll just do the top of the telly.
That's satisfying.
It's unbelievable.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. All right, I can do one more if you like as well. Ken is over there. Ken? 0874 100 102. Kenneth?
Hi, lads. Just in relation to the toilet duck.
Yeah. JP was saying he uses a duck to clean his toilet. It's unbelievable.
Does the duck have to be a male or a female? Which one works better? I'm on the way to the park now. Pick up one.
He's got a net. He's got a net and a bag full of brown bread. How do you check? Do you ask them?
Just turn them over.
Check their undercarriage. This is the FM. David Guetta and see you with Titanium today. Play the music you love. All right, a very afternoon. I just very funny in the afternoons. And, you know, I just love it. Loving life. Living the life and loving the music, as they say. Ken asked a very pertinent question with regard to JP's cleaning of his toilet. The nation wants to know, how does that guy clean his toilet?
Well, lads, just in relation to the toilet duck.
Yeah.
Does the duck have to be a male or a female? Which one works better? I'm on the way to the park now to pick up one.
Don't do that.
Tuppence a bag. Well, Marty makes an astute observation.
Well, lads, Marty in Limerick here. Isn't a male duck a drake?
Sure is.
Just a thought.
It is. Drake lost $400,000 on that Jake Paul fight on Sunday night. Just something to think about. Marion's over there.
Obviously a female duck. Did you ever see a male of any species cleaning a toilet properly? No.
Ray Foley. Steady on, we're all friends here, all right. All right, stick around, we'll play Foo Fighters and Harry Styles next. All this late night talking. Harry Styles and Late Night Talking, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love, a very good afternoon. Saying good afternoon to you this afternoon. Good afternoon. JP's there as well.
Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What have I got for you? This is Alison Spittle, the comedian, funny lady.
Yeah.
A jovial, funny lady, always up for a laugh. She's made me laugh many times in the 6 o'clock show when she's been again. It's been like the interviews with Alison Spittle just involve us going, here's Alison Spittle, and then just having a laugh for 8 minutes and then saying, there's Alison Spittle, goodbye. Always a good laugh. So Alison Spittle took to social media a couple of days ago. She says, this is the Irish Examiner reporting, comedian Alison Spittle announces she's expecting first child. So she's having a baby.
Oh, wow.
Phil, I've got something to tell you.
What is it?
I'm having a baby. Actually, I tell you what. Let me call my Alison Spittle correspondent.
Okay, right. Okay. Somebody who specialises in the world of Alison Spittle.
This is an Alison Spittle expert.
Right. Okay.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Alison Spittle?
Alison, how are you getting on?
It's Ray Foley here at Today FM. Alison, everybody.
Listen. Hey, hello.
Hello, darling. Listen, I'm calling with congratulations. Huge congratulations. Ireland is celebrating.
Yes, didn't you refer to me as Ireland's soap star now?
Ireland's soap star.
Alison Spittle.
Well, that's secondary to the big news, which is you're having a baby over there in London.
I'm not having a baby. Who told you that?
This was everywhere. Two days ago, even newspapers were picking up on it that you were having a baby. I read it and I was like, oh, that's cool.
No way.
Because I know you're over, like, you're in London at the moment. And I was like, oh, She's got to the next level in the relationship. She's having a baba.
Oh, as soon as she hit British soil, she's got pregnant, is it?
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Can a girl not show off her baby bump without people making assumptions?
What was it you said, though, in your Instagram?
I said I've been keeping this a secret for a long time, which is true, right? Because I got a parish in EastEnders, a very small one now, mind you, and I had to keep it a secret over Christmas, and it's been incubating for a couple of months.
It's been in the oven.
And I was ready to show it off. So people did jump to conclusions. My mum's phone was popping, Ray. You couldn't believe it.
Did she kill you?
she was just like, you know, she was like childline. She got that many calls, so she did. She was just, everyone was calling her.
Was she delighted? Did she know the truth? I guess she knew the truth, so it wasn't a surprise for her.
She felt like it was a practice run for what she wants generally.
This is
which
it.
Is definitely a grandchild.
Right, okay. That's on the to-do list. We'll leave that to you, though. Come here. So what was EastEnders like? It was on telly last night, was it?
Yeah, it was on telly. It was on telly last night. It was very exciting. So basically, I play a part of Deborah, and I got my own little trailer, and they drove me around in a golf buggy. He felt very glamorous, Ray.
Cool.
They brought me to hair and makeup on this golf buggy, right. And I got into the makeup chair. I was ready to be absolutely glamorized, and the makeup lady said, "Oh, you're not supposed to be wearing any makeup," and she just tapped me on the shoulder and said I was done. So the glamour did not happen.
back in the buggy.
Back in the buggy, that's it. So the parish was called Deborah, and she's a lady that Whitney and Zach bump into in the hospital while they're waiting to get a scan.
Right.
And I've had two already, so I give them a bit of advice.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, I really had to dig in, Rach, because I haven't had any children.
Well, this is it. It must have been a weird experience for saying that you've two already. You're on your third one.
Oh, especially, yeah. And I tell you now, the pregnancy pad they gave me to make me look pregnant was not that big, Ray. I was a bit offended.
Do you know what? I'm ready to go. As soon as they need an overweight pregnant man, I'm first in line.
You're practically full term, Ray. Yeah.
Phil, I'm having your baby. Now that's definitely soap star material. So listen, how are you getting on? Aside from EastEnders, are you still podcasting? What are you up to?
I am. I got a podcast with Kerry Katona, would you believe?
Unbelievable.
Which is a soap in itself. I love it. It's called Wheel of Misfortune on BBC Sound, and a new episode just came out today.
Amazing.
So anyone can have a listen to it. It'd be great.
Okay, we'll do on the BBC Sounds with Kerry Katona and Alison Spittle. Not pregnant yet.
Not pregnant.
Okay,
yes,
we've cleared that up for Mammy. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call, madam.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Sorry, glad we sorted that one out, because honestly, we were worried, we were concerned. She's probably on the tube over there in London. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. This is Today FM. Boys, girls and stuff, this is Today FM, where we play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
We're feeling happy. We're feeling spicy. Spice Girls and Stop there. Stop right now.
It looks very much like the Macarena.
It is quite like the Macarena, actually, in a lot of ways. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I think you put your hands on your shoulders now. And then I need somebody with a human touch. Oh, no, the human touch is where you put your hands on your shoulders. On a human touch. And you...
Do you know, there's something about the way you do it that makes me feel a little bit queasy.
Is there a twinge?
There's no twinge. Sorry.
With a human touch.
Hang on, maybe there was a little twinge.
Hey you, and then the hey.
The thumbs.
On the hey, you do the thumbs back. And then the thumbs, you point forward. Hey you. On the you point forward. Hey you. I'm right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
It's a feast for the
eyes.
Hey
you.
Oh, and there's a weird side to side move, isn't
there? There's a shimmy then at the end.
Oh, God.
Gotta slow it down, baby. Gotta have some fun. Oh. And then it's that. It's the shimmy. It's the like, gotta slow it down, baby.
It's like Do you know I saw Magic Mike in the cinema? It's like that all over again, the sexy
dancing.
That's
what it is, yeah. It's that Manganiello fella that I get compared to the most. That's this. This is the remote kiss. You can now snog your partner from thousands of miles away using a weird new gadget, but it may take some getting used to. I looked at the photograph of this. This is mind-blowing. Have you seen it? It's a... So you use it on your phone. It's a phone accessory. You plug it into the bottom of your phone, okay? It's obviously got a lightning port or a USB-C port or a port or a plug. So it plugs into the phone and then it looks like a mouth. It's a... All it is like a mouth and a chin.
Like a prosthetic mouth.
Yeah, on the bottom of your phone.
Right.
And the way it works, you send one to you, if your girlfriend is in America and you're over here, you dial her up on it and she's on the screen and you can see her and you can kiss her and she can kiss you and then the signals are... Let me call my prosthetic mouth guy.
Do, yeah, actually, yeah. We need more detail.
Just a bit. But then I suppose, do you close? It's ringing. I've got so many questions. Man. This is Lee we're calling.
Yeah,
Silicone.
It is indeed, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Lee.
How's it going?
Silicon Republic's Lee McGowran, everybody. He's my prosthetic mouth guy. How are you?
Good to be, now I am Silicon Republic talking about silicone lips.
They're made out of silicone, are they?
They're made out of silicone.
All right. Because so. I read the article, I looked at the photographs. Okay, there's a creepy element to it.
Yes.
Does it move? Is there mechanics inside? Could tell us. Tell me everything.
Now, I will say straight off. Now, from what I've got, I'm not an expert. I have no intention of using this device.
No, he's only been testing it. It's only for
I haven't been testing it exactly. not yet. Anyway, the way it works is through Bluetooth and sensors. When one person puts their lips to this silicone device, it can detect the movement and the pressure, and then mimics that on the linked other device. So, when two people use it, it's apparently designed to make it seem like you're kissing your actual partner. And the creator said he made it because he was in a long-distance relationship, and that was the inspiration. Personally, I don't really think this would save a long-distance relationship if you were having problems, so that's my defense on the matter.
Move closer together is probably your answer. This is the Changzhou Vocational Institute of Mechatronic Technology in northwest China. That your man works there, and they've patented it. They reckon it's going to be a goer. So
they claim it's going to be a goer. It's currently available on a Chinese website to buy for around, I think, the equivalent of $48. I read somewhere.
That's nothing. That's just for one of them, or for the pair.
I hopefully for the pair. I mean, I don't think one's really good in its own.
What is one to you?
The odd thing is, apparently, there's also a feature where you can use it to kiss a stranger, someone else who has its own pair. So I don't really know what's going on with that thing. Yeah, kissing square, it's called.
Not the person, the designated person or your partner. It could be anyone.
Yeah, exactly, which seems a bit counterintuitive to the whole long-distance relationship aspect of why it was created.
Yeah.
You can just find a stranger to kiss at random with the same device, apparently.
Is it just lips, or is there tongue as well? I never thought I'd be asking that question in my broadcasting career.
I'm scared to check, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's just lips.
Okay.
I don't know if they have a silicone tongue in there either. But look, to be honest with you, I will say, from the little bits I've looked at, this isn't a new device. These type of things have been around for years.
Oh, really?
There was an article in 2017. They were called the kiss simulators or something like that, or lip simulators. And basically, the same idea lets you connect these weird devices with your iPhone, and then you can be kissing your partner from around the world. I'd say this one looks a little bit more advanced, but it's the same gimmicky idea. I don't know anyone who uses them. I don't know anyone who...
You'd be surprised, though. You'd be surprised. You, do you know what? Like, there could be people listening now going, yeah, I haven't seen my partner in 6 months or a year, or they're off on an oil rig or something, and yeah, this could be the solution.
I mean, I'd say there are benefits. It's a bit safe to your own. I don't want to be knocking anybody who does use them.
Yeah.
Personally, in my opinion, I'd say if you have a partner and you manage to convince them to try this out, you've found the one. They will follow you with anything. So, congratulations.
So many questions. Do you know there are some people that close their eyes while kissing, and then there's people that leave their eyes open while kissing? Do you have to close your eyes while kissing and you're using this in the phone, and then you open your eyes and you look and you see them staring right at you? That would weird you out. Not sticking your tongue through in the silicone lips attached to your phone.
Personally, I prefer without the camera, to be honest with you, just it gets even creepier and creepier, especially as if there's lag and all this stuff. This is one of these things where I just think it's technology. We see the innovation of technology, but sometimes as that saying goes, they asked if they could make it, they never really asked if they should make it. So I think it's a bit of a strange. But again, hey, there's similar products like this out there for sort of intimate technology. I would say we will see things like this more in the future, and there's probably a market out there somewhere, but I doubt these things will ever become more than niche products. Interesting technology, though.
Okay,
sure.
Certainly worth a look. Listen, Lee, thanks for taking our call. He's my my silicone mouth guy from Silicon Republic.
I would better not have that title. Thank you very much.
He's putting it on his Twitter profile right now.
My new bio. Cheers, Ray.
All right. Justin Timberlake, you can't stop the feeling. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. A very good afternoon. These devices that allow you to shift or to snog from thousands of miles away. We've been thinking about the technicalities of it. That how do they send the signals? I imagine there are sensors that detect certain movements within the mouth that you've got.
Mm.
Or let's say that they only identify 12 areas in the mouth. Because they're not going to get them all, but say 12 areas in the mouth, 6 in the top, 6 in the bottom. Okay. And whatever way you move or antagonize that area, it'll send that then to the other. Antagonize is the wrong word. What's the right word?
No idea. But €48 for a device suggests that the technology is not going to be that advanced. Right?
It's fairly cost effective, yeah. Low price. Lads, it's one step closer to Demolition Man. We're intimate relations, we're all virtual. And people only reproduce through a lab from Brian. Love that film. I loved it when the thing would go off. What was his name, Sylvester Stallone's character?
Oh, I don't know his character. I know Wesley Snipes was in it.
Wesley Snipes was the bad guy. And in the background, every time Sylvester Stallone would swear, it would go, Detective whatever, you've got a bill for or a fine for swearing. This remote kissing thing was in an episode of The Big Bang Theory years ago from Laura. There's also a similar thing with I was asking the question, if JP and I were to do it, because you're not kissing each other, you're only kissing your phone, you're kissing the fake lips on the phone.
Yeah, but what's the intention though, Ryan?
Would that be gay then?
I think that is gay.
But you don't get it, like there's no contact.
Yeah, but we don't kiss each other platonically in real life, do we? So why would we be doing it online?
I'm just asking, okay?
I feel like there's more to this conversation. We'll return to it after this.
We'll wait till we're off here. Like Howard and Raj on The Big Bang Theory, when Howard kisses Raj on a similar device from Gavin. It seems The Big Bang Theory fans know all about it. And so I'm single, but is kissing on a simulator cheating from Catherine? Catherine had exactly the same question as well.
I think it is.
Aside from the gay thing, if you're married or if you've got a partner, right, and you hook up with someone on this thing and you're kissing them on this, you're not really kissing. You're just kissing a plastic lips.
Yeah, but the intention is there, that you're trying to kiss somebody who's not your partner.
Okay, so you and I got to kiss each other.
Yeah.
Actually, two birds, one stone, in fairness, because we're not each other's partners. We're just radio partners.
Ray Foley.
Let's just give it a go. Just for the show, we'll give it a go.
Do you have any chewing gum?
Brush your teeth. Playing Florence and the Machine for you in a couple of minutes, and we're making that call on the cash machine next.
Better days are coming for you.
Detective John Spartan. Detective John Spartan.
Of course.
You are being fined for swearing for using inappropriate language.
It was lucky that he was born with the name Spartan. I mean, it's the perfect name for an action.
It really was a perfect name. Yeah. Huge coincidence, so. Today FM playing the music you love. Dog Days Are Over from Florence and the Machine. You're thinking of Detective John Spartan, says Sharon. Clearly a Demolition Man fan. And manipulate is the word you're looking for from Margot. But I was like, when you went with the fake lips and they're plugged into the bottom of your phone, and a certain zone of the lip might be... I said antagonised, was it?
Yeah.
So antagonised or sort of... smoochy smoochy. Do you love that?
I do indeed.
I manipulate, hang on. Operate, handle, work, control, use, employ, or utilize. I don't know, maneuver maybe? Maneuver? Sort of like poke, prod.
It's kind of making kissing sound very scientific, right?
Hang on, poke.
A little bit sterile.
Poke, thesaurus, placehold.
Yeah, okay.
Prod, jab, dig, nudge, tap, butt. Ram, shove, punch, prick, jolt.
Easy now. Come on.
Plunge, shove, oh, right. Thrust. Tap and butt and dig also in there. Whatever you're having yourself. All right, let's do this thing. JFM Cash Machine. We are bring it right back. Eddie Sheeran's and Shiver. That's good. That's Shivers. Today FM playing the music you love. Oh, we're still trawling through the thesaurus for their words. So if you're... if you got fake lips, you got the fake lips that you can be kissing someone from a distance.
Mm.
Plug the fake lips into your phone. They plug the fake lips into their phone. We're talking about it earlier on. You can do it from the other side of the planet through the internet. The power of the WWW is unbelievable. I was saying you antagonize a certain zone of the lip, and then that antagonism.
Are you an antagonistic kisser? Right?
I'm a very antagonistic kisser. Okay. Kisser. Just ask my wife. Eyes open all the time as well, like this.
Like a shark.
Like the
it's coming for me. Punch it in the nose.
Chewing. Chewing. Diana's over there. Diana.
Sport, you're looking for a stimulate.
Stimulate. Oh, that's yeah. The word.
That's a good word.
I tell you, my internal dictionary is shot. I'm roasting today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe it's the first sign. Maybe this is it now.
Yeah, not the first sign, Ray. I'd say.
Maybe the 12th sign. But I'm roasting today, and when I'm warm, I can't think of words. This has been a thing for years. Which is why I usually like it to be cool in here. Stimulate. Absolutely, Diana, you're right. Putting stimulate into the thesaurus now. Here we go. Thesaurus or thesaurus? What'd you go for?
I'd say thesaurus.
Restorative, tonic, invigorating, bracing, energizing, restoring, reviving, refreshing. Stimulate. That's a different stimulate. I want to physically stimulate. Mm. I don't want to reinvigorate. I want to stimulate. Here we go. Encourage, prompt, prod, move, motivate, trigger, spark, galvanize, activate. Activate, there's a good one.
Mouth, activate kissing mouth.
I'd like to activate my mouth for your mouth. Thousands. Arouse, inspire, excite, animate, quicken, peak. Ooh, you've piqued me with your plastic lips, madam. Sparkling, goad. I'd like to goad you while I'm shifting you. Foment, fan, or incite. Solid Jesus, thank you very much. And with regard to the cash machine, Eamon sent a voice note in 0874 100 102. Eamon's over there.
Hey Ray, pity about that cash machine call.
Yeah.
But when you're saying to listen to Matt Cooper and turn him on, are you talking about Matt Cooper now, or are you talking about them silicone lips that you're advertising earlier? By the way, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Eamon. Well, famously, and it's well documented, the only way to turn on Matt Cooper is to buy him a pair of fake plastic lips, send them in to the radio station here today.
Ray Foley.
Matt Cooper, care of Marconi House at Today FM. So Matt's got a pair connected to his phone, you've got a pair connected to your phone, and... Bob is your proverbial uncle. Stick around, we've got Black Eyed Peas on the way there.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
That just suddenly ended.
It did, yeah.
I thought there was more. There is more of that song, and I know well there is.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, they just took their message to heart then, didn't they, really? by suddenly stopping. Black Eyed Peas, shut up. Today I've playing the music you know. I've been diagnosed. Daphne's over there. I was saying I'm too hot and I can't think of words. It's like a brain fog. I can't think of things. When I'm too warm like this, I just feel I can't think of words. My internal dictionary, my thesaurus is shot to pieces. Daphne, 0874 100102 for your voice notes this afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hiya.
I hate to break it to you, but a bit of brain fog going on. You're feeling a bit hot.
Mm.
The brain ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got the manopause.
The manopause. The bum bum bums.
Yeah.
Just, obviously, this is the thing.
That's if the manopause.
If I didn't
it?
Have the manopause, I'd be.
Yeah.
Not the manopause.
Manopause.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I will.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
The singer's song together.
I'm doing a documentary about it. It's going to be on Virgin Television next week. And Davina McCall's involved.
My story, Ray Foley and the manopause.
The truth about the manopause. I thought it was just because I was overweight. Turns out it's a real thing. Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland is happening Friday week on this radio station. We're doing everything we can for Focus Ireland. Friday the 10th of March. Write it down in your diary, in your calendar. Save it in. Try and get the your workplace involved or the business you're in or the school. Whatever you're involved with, try and rope them in. Rope as many. We've been roped in, now we're roping you in. There's going to be a lot of rope involved. Friday week, the 10th of March, in aid of Focus Ireland. We want you busking, if you can busk. We want you raising money for the buskers, if you can. And if you can't do any of that, we just need you to donate. todayfm.com/busk. It's all happening here on Friday, the 10th of March. Almost 12,000 people are currently without a home in Ireland. That's a rise of 30% since last year. There are nearly 3,500 children. That's just children. 3,500 living in emergency accommodation. And we're helping Focus Ireland. The Big Busk for Focus Ireland. Friday, the 10th of March. That's Friday week it's happening. This tuba thing is happening on this show. And nothing has done so far. From that one on the long finger, Niall Horan in heaven, this is Today FM. I'll be waiting. Still waiting, that lad. God love him.
I'll be waiting.
Keen to crow and I'll be waiting. You're on Today FM where we play the music you love. Very good afternoon to you. How you doing? Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, if you're listening out, there's going to be a random mention of a spa treatment that would occur in the Galmont Hotel. Galmont or Galmont?
We settled it all right. It's Galmont.
What is their number? Oh, hang on, I'm not going through. I'm going through the wrong website. There's something I'm doing wrong. I've gone there. I've gone wrong there. Seriously. This is the menopause. That's what I've got.
Do you know why you're right for it? Do you want the actual symptoms?
Is there a male menopause?
There is, yeah.
I've got it. I swear to God I've got it. What are the symptoms?
I've been on the internet, Ray. The NHS helpfully has a section on the male menopause. Now, let's do a run through these symptoms, Ray. The most common ones for men over their 40s. Poor concentration and short-term memory problems. Loss of muscle mass and reduced ability to exercise. Fat redistribution, such as developing a large belly or man boobs.
Ding, 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 ding.
A general lack of enthusiasm or energy. And finally, mood swings and irritability.
In fairness, I think I've had the menopause since I was about 17.
Yeah.
Lovely. That is lovely. It's, you know what? It's a huge relief to know now that I'm diagnosed. Now that I
peace of mind, right?
I can ascribe it to the male menopause I've gone through. So yeah, the Galmont Hotel in Galway. They've given us a lovely price to give away, actually.
You sure have.
You're listening now for a random mention of one of the treatments in the spa in the Galmont Hotel. When you hear it, just text us in what you think it was on our text 0874 100102. The Galmont's friendly and helpful team have loads of tips and recommendations for you during your stay. They'll help you discover the best shops, pubs and restaurants in the city. You can also take to the water with boat tours around Galway Bay, Corrib kayaks or windsurfing in Parna. And for more info, see www.thegalmont.com. We've got a two-night Galway getaway for two, including breakfast each morning, dinner in the marina's restaurant. And time for you and your guest in the thermal suite in the Spirit One Spa, where they have loads of spa some spa treatments in there. You're going to have to be listening out for just random mentions of treatments that you can get in the spa there, the Galmont Hotel. But, don't get too excited. I'm not going to be mentioning it anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon?
No.
Okay, well, there's only like 16 minutes left in the show, right? So...
I just keep your ears peeled. There will be, at some point, a mention of a spa treatment. Just not yet.
Okay.
Hang on, I need to move.
Yeah, right, we'll hold.
You don't mind waiting.
We're not on a schedule over here, it's fine.
Thank you for calling the Galmont Hotel and Spa. For room reservations,
go.
Press 1.
She said go!
Did she? I didn't even hear it. It was so quick,
That's all I was ringing for.
Ah, no.
Hang on, try again. It's Gal. Gal is in Galway, not Gal is in Galway.
Thank you for calling the Galmont Hotel.
It's Gal!
Hang on a second, she said Gal!
She said Gal!
She said Gal!
Beg your pardon, she said Gal. She said Gal.
Thank you for calling the Galmont Hotel.
Gal, Gal.
The room reservation.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with your ears? Thankful for that. It's such a blessing. It's deafness part of the male menopause as well. Heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise. Chiquito, chiquito. Despacito. Potato, potato. Today, play the music you love, Despacito. That's Luis Fonsi. I haven't heard that in ages. And fingers crossed, I'll hear it again soon. 6 inches slimmer, I mentioned.
Yeah, you did.
6 inches slimmer.
6 inches. Do you know what? 6 inches wouldn't be much.
Sure, I'll take whatever I can get.
It'll be a dent.
It would. It'll be a drop in the ocean, I tell you. Every day this week, we're giving you a chance to win a break at the Galmont Hotel and Spa in the very heart of Galway City. Galmont, Galway. All you have to do is listen out for a very subtle spa reference on the air on the little broadcast this afternoon.
Did you catch it? Did you hear it?
It was very subtle. Yeah. Might have been too subtle for some people. If you're tick-like or something, definitely too subtle. It's ringing.
That's the sound of County Louth.
This is a Louth ring.
I know it well.
The wee county.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I am just great. All the better for talking to you.
Really? What's going on? What's happening today?
Nothing. Just I have my youngest home with me for the day, and we're just passing the time.
What's is your youngest male or female?
He's a wee boy.
He's a boy.
Oscar, and then I have an elder girl who's 4 and a half, and she's called Riley.
You need a break from them. You sound mithered. I was looking at this 6 inches slimmer spa treatment, right?
Yeah.
A universal contour wrap classic, which I love a classic.
You can't be the classic.
A Magnum classic.
That's why I always go for the original Magnum. It uses a unique blend of mineral-rich clay and specialist body wrapping techniques, Laura, to guarantee 6 inches of instant inch loss. Cleansing and detoxifying warm clay-soaked bandages are applied to your body, Laura. Then you lie back and relax for an hour and let them work their magic while indulging in the extra treat of a mini facial and scalp massage that's on the Galmont website for the spa. It's an hour and 45 minutes. It's one of the spa treatments. Come here. We've got you a lovely two-night Galway getaway for two,
yeah!
Including breakfast, dinner in the restaurant, the Marina's restaurant, and you'll get to enjoy the thermal suite and the Spirit One spa as well. Well done.
Thank you so much, and love the show.
Hey, oi, cheers, darling. Thanks for listening. Enjoy Galway. Bye, 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 bye.
Special.
Lizzo and SZA, this is called Special Today FM. Woke up this morning to somebody judging. I think I want to marry you. Bruno Mars will marry you on Today FM. And we're out of time. Sorry, Bruno. I guess he'll never actually get married in the end. He joined us after today's single. Sorry about that. Maybe we'll try to get another time here. Try and budget a bit more time for a wedding. Or a wedding ceremony. There's loads of things we're getting to get.
There
was so much stuff planned, so much we didn't get to do. We didn't get to do Tuba Gooding Jr. Where, in line with Ray's Big Busk Tuba Challenge, we test Jerry Maguire star Cuba Gooding Jr.'s tuba skills in Tuba Gooding Jr. We didn't get to do tromboning in Trebolgan.
Tromboning in Trebolgan, where we try one of Trebolgan's great new family activities. It's a it's a trombone masterclass in Trebolgan. And we didn't get to do Louise Ponzi scheme, where Despacito singer Louise Fonzi alerts Today FM listeners about the various scams out there at the moment. You gotta be vigilant.
Thanks, Louise.
You gotta be vigilant in Louise Ponzi's. I just got some great news just
What's
in my
that?
Ear here.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper is on the way next. He's confirmed.